Hi, and welcome to our City News podcast. I am Louise, and today is the last day of Veganuary. I am sure you heard about it. It has been completely plant-based for a full month. Jill Lucas, a nutritionist, is going to explain to us what is vegan diet, the pros and the cons of this new health plant-based way to eat. Hi, Jill. Thank you for being in our blog. Can you describe yourself in a few words? What's your profession like? How would you describe your profession?
My profession. So, I studied to be a nutritionist. So I did that maybe like 9 years ago, and now I work as a senior specialist for ESS out in Kazakhstan. So it's part nutrition, but also like managing the catering team and like nutrition innovation.
I see. Okay. And what is a healthy vegan diet? Like, how would you describe it?
Healthy vegan diet, okay. So actually a healthy vegan diet is more like, we need to think of it as like whole food, plant-based, and that includes like beans, grains, vegetables, fruit, nuts, seeds, herbs, spices, and mushrooms. And also a bit of leniency as well, like we don't want to be crazy and restrictive because that's going to cause like bad eating behaviours for a lot of people. So yeah, so I like to say like whole food, plant-based, and tasty.
So would you say mainly fruits and vegetables, and we can also eat some transformed products like tofu or, I don't know, tempeh or things like that for like protein?
No, I would say like the beans, grains, fruit and veg as like your main staples.
I see. Okay. And can we have a lack of some micronutrients if we are completely plant-based?
No, it is just like on any diet, if you're eating like any sort of like paleo, keto, anything, like as long as it's well planned, then you won't have any nutrient deficiencies apart from B12, because that's from bacteria. So we need to be taking a B12 supplement, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And that supplement is generally on pills.
What's that?
The B12 vitamin, is it generally, you can take it with pills?
Pills, yeah, you can. And then everyone's really, so everyone's unique, everyone's an individual. So ideally we all want to get like a blood test and test for deficiencies. And then
I see, okay.
Sort those out. So anyone can have a deficiency, but yeah.
And are vegan diets for everyone, like, can everyone from any age group can do it? Children, athletes, old people, young people, can everyone can do it?
Yeah, so the Dietetic Association has said that, have a position statement that a well-planned like vegan diet is healthy for everyone at all ages. So I would say yes. However, I think we always need to be vigilant and attentive to like the science that comes out. So if that says that actually like we need a little bit of meat or we need some eggs or something and we're actually missing a particular nutrient. But at the moment, the statement is that well-planned vegan diets are healthy for everyone at all ages.
Mm-hmm. Even babies? Because many mom now don't do breast milk anymore. They use cow milk. What do you think about that? Do you think children should be directly vegan?
Well, I think there's a few different questions in there. So I would say that ideally babies would be having like breast milk up until 6 months. But obviously if mothers can't breastfeed, then an alternative. And yeah, again, like the Dietetic Association said that there are vegan-ish or plant-based supplements for babies, but I haven't looked into exactly which ones, so I wouldn't be able to like recommend which ones, but I know there are some available.
I see, okay. And how can we become vegan? Like, how people who consume meat and fish daily can become suddenly vegan? So what kind of advice would you give to someone who wants to be vegan and have like no idea how to do it?
Oh, normally I say to people like, really don't stress. It's actually a lot easier than you think, because a lot of us, or we should mostly be eating predominantly plant-based already, plus a bit of like animal products. So people are already eating beef, should be eating or could be eating to be healthy, beans, grains, veg and fruit. So it's about like either they can swap out the dairy and the animal product for like soy milk and like tofu and like seitan, or they can swap it out for beans or something. But you can either do it like in one day and get rid of everything and just get replacements, or you can just do it bit by bit. So like 1 week, like, well, I'll get rid of sausages, next week get rid of eggs, next week like replace it with an equivalent. I just always say to people, like, don't stress and just do what's best for you and do it at your own pace.
I see. And do you have any clients coming to you and say, oh my God, it's really hard to be vegan? Or is it hard to be vegan, to be honest?
I think it really depends. Like, the way I do nutrition plans for people and make it really easy for people. So we work on what they eat of a week and we slowly improve it. So they always think it's actually really easy. But no, of course, there's like lots of people that, especially when you go out, it's really easy to do it at home because you're in control. But like when you go to families and when you go out, like there's not always, like the vegan options aren't always very delicious. Or you go to family and friends and they're like, that's ridiculous, I've made this for you. So I think, yeah, of course people struggle, but yeah, it's usually restaurants, family and friends, and especially like outside of London.
I see. And do you think veganism now, like today in 2020, is more a fashion trend than a real healthy diet?
I'm not actually sure because I haven't seen the figures. It would just be my like opinion of that, so I don't really know. Like, I definitely see like more and more people interested in like healthy eating and more like whole food, plant based, and going that way and like looking after their bodies, and like young people really wanting to look after their bodies and buying healthy foods. And then I also see a trend towards like, yeah, going vegan, whether that's like junk food vegan or whatever. So yeah, I think they start getting popular, but I think for like both reasons, like the health reason and potentially because it's fashionable. I think, well, yeah.
Yeah, I see.
So I
okay.
think it's a bit of everything, and it will really depend on the person.
Mm-hmm. And now I've done some research, and so many people are saying that it is crucial to be vegan for the environment. Do you think it is true? And mm-hmm. How do you think it helps our planet to be vegan?
So there's a really good study, and there's like loads of really good studies, but the most recent one was published last year, like the Planetary Diet, and that shows that like mostly like plant-based diets are really good for just everyone, people's health and the environment. And there'll be loads of things for that, mainly like how much land we use for like animal agriculture, and not just like the land we use for that, but like all the crops we need to feed them. So that's like one of the massive ones. And then also like water use, and then like, I don't know, the chemicals that you use elsewhere, maybe mm-hmm. not chemicals, but
okay, I see.
Like all the poo that they produce and everything else, like hurting our water system, it's just that. Mm-hmm. And then like just flying all of these like products around as well. So we have to like the petrol that it takes to get these crops to the animals to feed them, and then like the petrol it takes to get the animals to the shops.
I see.
But yeah, I would look at the Planetary Diet because there's loads of really good information on there about that, and that's more specific.
I see. And are you, just by curiosity, are you vegan yourself?
Yeah, so I would call myself, I'm not perfect, but yeah, I would call myself a bad vegan, but it's more like I refer to myself as like, yeah, whole food, plant-based, and yeah, so I started off with that, and then yeah, I definitely went into veganism because I believe I have that belief system.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about people being sceptic towards vegan diets, who said that it's bad? And there's like controversies between scientists saying that a vegan diet is not healthy because you lack of micronutrients, which is crucial to your health. So I saw that there's a many debates about vegan diets. Is it good or is it bad? What do you think about that? What do you think about people being sceptic about vegan diets?
I would say it's really good to like be worried about anything. Like, and that's why, like, have a worry, have a concern, have an idea, but then that's why we have science, because then we have any of these ideas, and then we can look to science to actually say, is that correct or is it not? So I would say to any skeptic about anything, like, stop, like, use that initial idea, but then, like, go and look at the literature and see what that's saying. And actually, at the moment, it's saying that, like, whole food plant-based diets can, like, are really healthy for us and can even, like, prevent or, like, reduce our risk of chronic disease. And, like, whether, like, literature comes out, like, studies come out in the future saying, like, oh, no, actually, we need, like, 5 or 10% animal products in our diet to be, like, super healthy is yet to be determined. But I would say to any sceptic that that's a really interesting idea, but, like, go and look at the literature to, like, substantiate that.
Mm-hmm. And do you think vegan diet is the diet of the future?
No, to be honest, I don't, like, because so many of my clients, I think, hopefully, for the environment, for people's health, everyone will reduce their meat consumption and animal consumption and dog food consumption, because it's not just that, as much as possible. That is ideal. However, I'm going to say, like, as the time goes on, like, all these resources are going to get more and more expensive, which means, like, all these, like, meat products and things that are from far away are going to get more expensive, and so maybe it will price people out in the future. But I think veganism will get more and more popular, but, like, I know a lot of my clients, and they would never get rid of their animal products from their diet.
I see. Okay. Do you have anything to add about this interview? Do you want to add anything?
No, unless you've got any other questions. I would always just really stress that, like, nutrition and, like, veganism is, like, a completely personal choice, and just for people to never be hard on themselves and, like, just to go at their own pace, whether that's, like, adding one plant extra every week, or whether, like, going to be vegan, or even if they have, like, if they lapsed and have, like, a bacon sandwich or whatever. I would just say, if people want to, just to, like, persevere with it, if that's something that they wish to do, and to not be, like, scared off by, like, the most strictest of vegans who would, like, tell them off for, like, having that bacon sandwich or having this one off. I think you can still be vegan or be a bad vegan and have lapses, and I think actually, like, bad veganism is, like, achievable by everyone. So just say, like, just be easy and nice to yourself, and just keep trying if you so wish to.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Jill. That's all we needed.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Thank you very much. That was really interesting. You can find more podcasts on our City University website. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook on City News. Thank you very much. That's all, and see you next time.